waking you up. It's the Big Show.
Wake up. Wake up.
Joey and Jackie.
The number one morning show.
On Hot 103.
Today's hottest music, Hot 103's Big Show 801. Good morning.
We are broadcasting from the Hot 103 studios. A happy Tuesday to you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning. And, oh, we're so excited. We got a guest joining us right now. We've been trying to get this guy on for a minute. And he has arrived, everybody. Joshua Bean is in the building. What is up? Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am excited. Like I said, this is like one of them once-in-a-lifetime things for me, you know? So it's the first for me, so I'm pretty excited.
We're happy you're here. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a 5-foot phenom on the mic. I am from Brooklyn, New York. I am raised and grown out of this hip-hop game from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Shout out Milwaukee. I'm Milwaukee Cats, actually.
I was saying, by the way, you knew what you were doing when you wore that Bucks jersey.
Yeah, man. I had to pop the Giannis on, man.
I know you had to do that. I was like, oh, okay. So, I see. But
yeah, because I know my boy Joey over here is a Phoenix fan, you know what I mean? To the death of him.
Oh, man. I tell you, he was breaking my heart whenever they were in the finals together. And he was just like, by the way, just so you know, it ain't over yet. Here I was celebrating the 2-0. Oh, we're ahead, but y'all about 2. It's like, don't worry, we're going to get you the next 4.
Hey, and real quick. How do you feel? How does that Giannis block place in your heart?
Right up there with the fact that we got rid of Kevin Durant recently. It's up there too. So, but no. So, of course, one of the things I got to say that learning about you is the social media presence that I've seen. You dropping the videos, the look that you do. Just I tell you, man, it is amazing. Just kind of the way you promote yourself.
It's funny because I do it all myself.
Okay.
All off this phone.
Just
everything that's on my social media is shot and edited off my iPhone. I place my iPhone in certain ways, and I study a lot of cinematic views, you know. So it's everything is shot off by myself, edited by myself off CapCut, and put up.
That's pretty amazing.
It's amazing, especially now you think about it. Like it's like you control your destiny,
that's
man.
It.
With that is so awesome. I think, Jackie, that's one of those reasons why it's like I keep like maybe I do need to go iPhone.
Yeah, you do.
I know a guy at T-Mobile. You know what I'm saying?
But of course, you got new album that is out, and of course you've dropped some records. Talk about the new album.
Being 30, man. Actually, being 30 is just a rendition of my vision of how the hip hop game has come and how much I've grown in just my own image, you know. Because of course, in this game, you gotta have a marketable image in order to be able to expand to the masses. You know what I'm saying? So it's different, you know.
And one of the things too is like it's not just music that you do. I mean, I see that you're into photography. You do it all, man. You're everywhere. You're a man of many talents.
Yeah, I actually just came off shout out to Rob E actually and Cycloid Music. These are cats who actually gave me a lot of push in the photography game.
Mm-hmm.
I actually came off a 2-day tour with Rob E with Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Two years ago, I believe. A year and a half ago. But yeah, shout out to Rob E, man. He hooked me up with a lot of things, and Cycloid did too. I did a lot of big EDM events.
And you know, you come into Las Cruces too. So what's it been like, especially that journey ending up here? And then now putting out music and just kind of adding your feel to it. And I'm sure there's some inspiration with, being, in Las Cruces too.
Hip hop itself in Las Cruces is so underrated because it's so loved here, you know. But the thing is, it's so reciprocated by a lot of the people. As long as you stay consistent, you know what I'm saying? If you die out, people just stop to listen, you know what I'm saying? Stop caring, you know. But out here, as long as you stay into the community and give back to the community here, they will listen, respect, and just show gratitude.
You're gonna see them out at the shows, and of course, the more that you're out, more visible. It's just it's an amazing thing, man.
It is, man. Cruces really picks up on that, man. That's why I'm like, you know what? Let me do my thing here to provide a platform for other artists, you know, to be able to try to do their thing, you know. So.
A lot of great things, man. A lot of good things. And, of course, we're going to get to the record here in a bit. Of course, we are joined by Joshua Bean. He is hanging out with us here in the studio. We got more with him. Of course, we're going to talk the new album and also the record that we're going to be playing here in a bit. That's going to be coming up right now. It's Doja Cat. It's right here on Hot 103's Big Show.
Let's do it.
Check, check. 1, 2.
As soon as I wake up, I love the morning show.
The Big Show with Joey and Jackie. Hot 103.
I'm saying, and to be able to finally find that path of my sound, it's exciting.
Yeah,
it's so exciting because now it's like on different, like the things that I'm gonna be doing next coming up, it's just gonna be so differently placed, you know.
So how do you feel that you've evolved, especially because now being 30, obviously. Mm-hmm. New milestone.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the music changes with it's the different. Elevation and with the growth.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny that you say growth because my last album was called Growth. My last album was called Comfortable. The album before that's called Growth. And they come in different levels because of the fact it's like it's the spurts of my music has just come in a big way. Ever since I moved to Cruces,
mm-hmm.
you know, it made me really lock down and really focus on the craft. And then I think now I've come into that comfortable spot. You know,
and there's a lot to look forward to the album. And of course, some credits to the album, too, because putting this together looks like it was just a fantastic time putting this together.
It was so fun. Yeah. And I learned that to keep a social media present and keep people attentive to what you're doing. You got to show them the work, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let's bring the camera to the studio. Let's start making these little edits to here and there so they can actually see that you are really putting in the work for this, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's more gratitude that people start to listen.
And one of the things I got to say that I appreciate about you, especially because it's like when we ran into you at a recent event, it's like you go from, you're going to hit the stage, then you go to the next, like you're just always on the move. It's not a complacency. There's a, I got to go to this event, then I got to go here, mm-hmm. then I got to do this. And I think that's great because you're on the ground running and just, you know, you're everywhere.
I think the most important thing too is when you're at these events, I network.
Mm-hmm.
I network. I talk to vendors. I link with the people who's listening. I come and see you guys all the time. You know,
yeah.
I pop up and be like, hey, how's it going? You know what I'm saying? I make sure that I'm not just there as an artist. I'm there as a person. And just communicating with people.
And there's so many great things to look forward to. Of course, the new album is out. And of course, the record that you sent us. Talk to us about the record.
Bounce.
Yes.
It's actually my industry made track, which is it's so ironic that it's playing on the radio. it's a track that's really, it's really just driven to the vibes of the summer. You know what I'm saying? People's gonna go out, start partying again. It's not COVID no more, so we can get to go out to the clubs and have fun. This is just that club track to where you can hear the bars, but you can also feel the industry driven type of image that's gonna be going on.
And there's a certain sound to it too that I gotta say I really enjoyed about it. There's that catchy sound to it that I was just like, all right, I see what you're doing there.
And so. little sneak peek, and this is gonna be just for y'all because I'm on radio. I just locked up the video visual for it.
Okay.
I'm headed back to Milwaukee.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys know, I used to be an acrobatic dunker for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I was, oh, cool. I was telling them about that. I don't know how to explain that.
That's so cool.
So okay, tell us how did you get into something like that?
I auditioned back in 2017, and it was in the Bucks Auditorium, freaking in front of like 90 people. And they picked two people out of the 90 people.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know I was going to get it at that point in time. Because there was former acrobatic dunkers coming and doing their thing. But they was like, we just want somebody who's imageable and who can learn, you know. And they picked me and somebody else. And then after that, it was just, you know, 3 years of fun and jumping off a trampoline.
Like
fun.
Yeah, Joey is showing me. I was like, that's impressive. That's really cool.
I was like, you know that if I tried something like that, like there's an injury bound to happen.
Hey, look, I've seen big people, bro. Big people try to do it. They did it, man. I'm like, yo.
No, that is so cool.
That takes me back to an episode of The King of Queens.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Kevin was trying to dunk, and next thing you know, he's just laying there because, yeah, it didn't work out for him. That's kind of how I feel it would be for me, man. But let people know your socials. We gotta get people connected with the socials so that way they can follow you, and also they can check you out on Spotify as well.
Hey, look, I am everywhere. Joshua Being Music. You could just go ahead and open your Google, put in Joshua Being. Everything will pop up from the music to the IG. So,
and of course, you can't do this without, you know, all those around you. You have any thanks you want to send out or any shout outs?
First of all, I want to thank my beautiful wife. She's at home. You know, I know she's listening right now, but she's been the one since day one, since I was performing under the bridge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this is my first shout out. I definitely wanted to give directly to her because she's the one who helped mold me, helped me become into the right man that I am today, you know. So, I mean, without her, of course, I wouldn't have my three beautiful kids, Josiah, Giovanni, Jacoby. I know you guys are at home sleeping. Josiah, wake up, because you got to go to school next week. So
start getting them ready for it, right?
You know, we got to get that rolling. But yeah. My kids, my wonderful mom was at home right now listening. My pops, his health is not doing too good, but you know, I'm always there for my pops. My brothers, my sisters, my brother who passed away 2 years ago, David, RIP, baby, I love you. I know he's down there watching, so proud right now. My whole family back in New York, my whole family in Milwaukee, my people down in Cruces, because without the support from the locals, without the support from all the events, without the support from people in Las Cruces, New Mexico, I would not be sitting here talking to you guys today. So,
and I gotta tell you, man, we are excited to see the amazing things that you're about to do, and we're excited to see many more visits from you, man.
Look,
here on the big show,
it's gonna be a lot more, man.
And we are excited.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. But thank you guys so much.
Thank
I really
you for
do
giving us your
you
time. It means a lot. I know you're busy, but it really means a lot. You came in here today.
Although the next time he shows up, I gotta make sure I wear a Suns jersey. Okay, look, I'm wearing a Phoenix Suns jersey.
You know, it's funny. I thought you were going.
I was.
To go.
I look. We get up at 4 a.m. and then trying to get ready in
the
dark.
We're just lucky Joey has clothes right now.
Yes, otherwise it would be a very awkward interview, me standing here with no shirt, and we'd be like, hey man, so talk about the music. It's like, man, where's your clothes
at? It's okay, it's
what's going on here?
I would have just took my shirt off too. We would have been sitting here together, just chilling.
Then it would have been awkward for Jackie.
This might be me and the episode.
Then there's a whole other HR situation. And right now, HR, see, like even you got the wolves. I mean, see what's happening now? They're just getting out of hand. All that because I decided to take my shirt off. I don't know what that was about. Do me a favor, man. Go in and introduce the record, man. We're going to play it for him right now.
Look,
on Hot 103.
Right now, you guys are about to listen to Joshua Being, and the song is called Bounce. Enjoy.
Yo, it's only right. It's only right that we do something like this. Let's go. Look. Tell them. Let me pick up the pad, really go stats. Hit you a hearse and do a little dance. Never apologize for the gases. Rather just bring this to the masses and make y'all bounce.
Damn, bounce.
Bounce, and bounce, bounce. Let me pick up the pad, really go spaz. Hit your rehearse, do a little dance. Never apologize for the gases. Rather just bring this to the masses and make y'all bounce. Woo. Bounce,
and bounce.
Show you this side comfortable, okay. Like a sweater from the Huxtables. Woo. But we get mean, count your blessing. I'm resetting the whole thing like an N64. They say more, I get more. I just bring it on tour, sure. Show you life pure, sure. You there, all I mean is business. Heavy bars, all I need is fitness. Say, OD, if you shoot this dope, see what me is some mental sickness. Ooh, sit back and cut loose, and I strike it like Zeus. Say them throw up the goose, cause I don't throw out the juice. They hang the banner like Bruce. Ooh. Really go spaz, hit you a hearse, do a little dance. Never apologize for the gases, rather just bring this to the masses and make y'all bounce.
Say what?
Bounce.
Say what?
Bounce. 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 Let me pick up the pad, really go spaz. Hit you a hearse, do a little dance. Never apologize for the gases. Rather just bring this to the masses and make y'all bounce.
Now bounce.
Bounce.
Now bounce.
Bounce. Bounce. Bounce. Bounce. Oh.
Hey, we told him we was gonna do it though.